everybody. Welcome to the Frankcast. This is the podcast where we talk about our favorite show from the 90s, The Nanny. And we are finishing up season four. We're talking about episodes 25, 26. It's pretty crazy. Can't believe we're already done with season four. I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Larry's here.
Hello.
And Colleen is here.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, can you all believe it? We're finished season four.
Weird.
We've like flown through these, it feels like.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because this is like a start of the pandemic, we really got going on this, and here we are. By the end of, hopefully, well, the one-year anniversary, we'll be almost done with the series.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who would have thought? It was something I always wanted to do, and I figured, well, I'm not doing anything, and my friends aren't doing anything. Who knew that a year later we'd still be having the same basic situation. But it's been great. It's been something to look forward to in a hard time, and so I've been very grateful for it. And yeah, we will by the end of this, we'll talk about it. But by the end of the show, we'll have recapped 100 episodes of the show. So pretty crazy. But let's dive in. Let's talk about the Boca story. So the Boca story is about Sylvia goes to one of those pitch meetings for a condo in Florida, and she decides to put down money, gets all involved with it. And then Fran sort of has a crisis because first she's excited about her parents moving and not bothering her so much. And then she starts to realize that she will miss her mother so much. And so this has a 7.4 on IMDb. And Larry, overall, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I thought this one was fun enough. There were definitely some really fun moments in there. Some of the overall plot line, like the Miss Universe and stuff, I was kind of like, this is kind of weird and all over the place. But there were definitely some fun moments.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what do you think, Colleen?
I agree. I thought that the whole thing with Fran and her mother, it was quite funny. And a little bit, you hear about those condo things all the time, and I don't really know anyone who's bought into it. I know people buy timeshares.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny enough that it had me laughing. And it is funny how you can go back and forth in your emotions on if a family member decides to depart the area, you know, leave town. Yeah. It's like a love-hate thing sometimes. It's true. So.
Yeah. You miss them when you miss them, and then you don't miss them at all sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it starts out also that Gracie is stuffing her bra, which is pretty funny. What do you think about that, Colleen?
How old is she here?
Oh, gosh. What? It's season 10, 4, 11, and she started. 12. Yeah, she started, I think she was 8. Or 7 or 8.
Oh, so maybe like 12.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's kind of around. And what's great about Fran is that she just totally recognizes when something's a phase, and everybody else is kind of freaking out, like, what is happening? And Fran's just like, yeah, it'll be fine.
Right. I feel like girls had that. If you didn't do that, you had that dilemma, like, when's that going to happen to me? Look at her. That kind of thing. I feel like that happens to a lot of girls.
Right. Yeah. And we also have Niles being kind of lonely in this episode. And I like Cece's like, stick to what you know. He's like, with Fran. And you think I should just be a nanny? Stick to what you know. That was funny. There were some good, I thought, Niles and Cece moments in this episode. Cece saying, always best man, never a man. Niles, always a best man, never a man. Yeah. And then they say, if you're that desperate, I'll go with you. And Niles says, did someone leave that on your answer machine? And so, what'd you think of Fran waking up Maxwell? That whole scene.
That was just one of the random parts of that. I mean, there's a lot of really just like random stuff happening in this episode. Like, it was just so random. But I mean, it was fun. Her hair looked big and amazing in that scene, though. I loved her hair in that little moment. But yeah, it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says that I'm frustrated and I don't know why. And it started 4 years ago.
Yeah. She's like rubbing his chest.
That was a lot. I was like, what are you doing?
It makes you wonder, is she normally coming in his room like this? Like,
I mean, after the initial like anger, it seemed quite casual. So who knows? Maybe.
Yeah. Dr. Miller says to... She calls Dr. Miller in at home. There's that whole scene. And he's living with his mother, evidently. And he tells her it's the long, uncomfortable process of separating from your mother. And that, you know, that whole scene. And he's, you know, he's obviously still separating from his mother. So it was funny. There was a lot of jokes about Sylvia in this one. And she says that she has a sluggish metabolism and I have to eat or I will die.
Yes, that was... that was good. Her delivery on it, too, is just always so good.
I know. Yeah. And then I love when... Pushing
a little netter, yetter around.
Yeah.
Like pushing her on that couch.
Yes. I love when Fran puts on the kind of the baby voice. Other people probably think it's really annoying, but for some reason it always makes me laugh. And she's like, I don't want my mommy to move away.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. I always like that. And she's always crying to Maxwell.
I loved when she was like when she's all depressed or whatever, and Niles walks in with those eclairs, and she says, "Oh, good, my antidepressant."
Yeah, that's good. So Max ends up getting a trip to Florida. They're going to be judging the Miss Universe contest, and so at first, yeah, Fran's not, she doesn't even want to go. Then she finds out that he's going to be doing this. And Fran ends up meeting the Miss Universe. And then she spreads a lie that Max is related to the Miss USA. So he gets kicked out of being a judge. So... that was pretty fun. And, I liked that Grace loses her figure in the Grace going on Space Mountain.
Oh,
that was kind of funny.
That was good.
And, Fran imagines kind of what sexy Max will be like with Sylvia gone. And then you get Yetta with her dream man that can open the jars for her.
Gosh, to talk about a bit much. That was a bit much for me. I was like, well, oh my, okay.
That was quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So it's I don't know, it was pretty funny. The, you know, Val telling, I think, Niles, you should be happy you don't have a wife to support. And that whole dynamic, and he's kind of like, but the fashion in this one, it starts out with a black jacket with bright flowers and long fringe on it. This thing was awful. I hated it.
It was really bad.
I didn't like it. And of course, it's Moschino. Like it at all. That long fringe looks so bad.
Yeah, what was the point? It buried the print.
It was so bad.
Yeah. And then She has a white robe with pink pom-poms. And this is called the Weekend Vibes Canyon Group Think Pink Pom-Pom Robe. So that's
quite the name.
Yeah. And then she has a yellow, orange, blue striped dress with long sleeves and a matching headband. And I thought that one was fine. It was okay.
Yeah, I liked it. Like, I wasn't sure at first, did I like this or hate it, but but there was something appealing about it. It just had like a, I don't know what the vibe is.
All the headbands kind of give me headaches, though.
I just think there were some weird textures. Like the texture of it, I didn't love, but the look of it overall, I was good with.
It had like a crochet feel to it.
Yeah, and so did the next look, that like maroon one that's coming up.
Oh, that one.
I mean, that one it wasn't good at all. But this
hideous.
This was good. I just was like, I wish it was just kind of a little bit less crochet-y. But
yeah, it was still had a knit look.
Yeah,
it felt like something you would wear in a like a beachy vacation in a way, if it was shorter sleeve or sleeveless. But it had that vibe to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she has a midriff top and skirt with brown flowers and very chunky heels, and kind of a 70s look about it, I guess. And this is by a designer named Jennifer Bodden.
It's her name.
War.
Yeah, I'm not sure you were going to say there was Moschino because it had that ugliness to
it. It's very like peasant flower and yet trying to be sexy. It was very weird.
It had that homemade cheap look to it.
Yeah. Her hair looked great, but.
Yeah. Oh, it is bad.
Yeah. And then she had it looked like it was black to me, but then in these pictures, it's looking kind of brown, but a bedazzled bra top and matching pants. And this is Norma Kamali was the name. That was in like the sexy scene. And then she has a yellow colorful circle dress with yellow headband. And this is it looked like Todd Oldman. I thought it was, but according to the Fran Fine database, it's Laurel is the name of the designer.
I love that. It was cute.
Yeah, I was like that one.
Yeah, it was very cute. It was very cute. So yeah, I don't know. This one was funny, but it was just kind of a normal episode, I would say. But it was pretty good. What would you give it, Colleen?
I would give this one a 7.
Yeah. What about you, Larry?
I am also going with a 7.
I also gave it a 7. So yay! There we go.
All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right. Now we have a big one to talk about. We have Fran's Gotta Have It. This has an 8.4 on IMDb. Very, very high score. And in this one, we have Mr. Sheffield going to London to try to talk to Celine Dion about doing a Broadway show. And she follows him there and decides to rekindle their romance they had in Paris. And things are going pretty well until they end up having to go back because Niles has had a heart attack, and Mr. Sheffield at first is resistant to getting intimate with Fran, but then it kind of ends on a big moment of them finally realizing they got to make every moment last. Mm-hmm. And that takes us into our season 5, which is really going to have them kind of be a couple in a new way. And so I love season 5. Big shocker there. It's my favorite. And we're going to have a lot of fun covering that.
Yes.
But this one, I think this is a really fun episode. If you're invested in this couple, which of course I am, and I love them. And there are some funny moments too, with Fran, in particular her and Celine Dion make me laugh.
Oh my gosh. That's definitely a joke that sticks out. When Celine is just like calling the sound check dude, just like, I'm hearing like this wah 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 in my feedback. And then Fran talks, never mind, I found the problem.
Yeah. But overall, what did you think of this one, Colleen?
I really liked this one. I thought it was super cute, and it had London in it, which it's my favorite city. Uh-huh. So that was kind of cool. It brought me back a little bit to going there, and it was a lot packed into one episode, but I feel like compared to some of the season finales, this one was done better, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It felt more like the season finale, which we've said before that they don't really even hardly feel like a season finale.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what do you think, Larry, overall?
Yeah, I thought it was a good finale. It had a nice conclusion to this season. And obviously, we know retroactively that it propels us into what takes place for season 5 as well. So yeah, I think it was good. It did both things it needed to do in giving us a conclusion as well as giving us like forward momentum to want to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And so it starts out with Mr. Sheffield sniffing Fran Snuggles. Which I think is funny. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she has a snuggle in her robe, and he's like, what is that intoxicating aroma?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then Val brings over the kitten and says and Frances, the old bald cat with more tail. Even she has kids before me. And I certainly relate to that, that feeling, being like, what? But Max is going to London. I did like when Val says the orgasms, the cat. Just like, what are you watching? Norm cross these wild kingdom? Orgasms, Val. I thought that was funny. Yeah. And she says, how does Mr. Sheffield keep in shape running from commitment?
Yes, that was like my favorite line from her.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, how does Mr. He sniffs my snuggles and then gets out of here. And so she decides she's going to go and follow him. And then she shows up in his hotel room and with champagne. And do you feel like it's reasonable for Max to be so hesitant to start an intimate relationship with Fran? Does that feel understandable?
No. No, I don't know.
Definitely, I think in season 5, because I mean, as somebody who is, you know, more traditional, I appreciate that they you know, I guess they chase before marriage, but they don't really have to for their characters. I mean, I don't know. I don't really understand why they felt like they needed to make that decision, where literally even after their honeymoon, they are split up and they waited so long before the two of them to get it on, for lack of a better phrase. And I don't know exactly why they felt, I mean, I get it, I guess, in a way, because you want to keep that tension, but I think maybe they pushed it a little too far sometimes. When you could have done interesting things with them having that relationship, and then now what's going to happen? as opposed to kind of just artificially keeping them apart for so long, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Wow. And
he says that you're not a one night stand. I'm not going to give into my urges. And she says, me? So then they go see Celine, and she sings It's All Coming Back to Me, which that definitely took me back, because I was a huge Celine Dion fan, like in, oh gosh, like 7th, 8th grade, like right when this song was really big. I really liked her. I remember I had this song as a single cassette.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Single cassette. I remember I had a bunch of those. And then she can sing it. She can slay, I think, with her voice. I think she's great.
I regret not seeing her in Vegas. I was going to go for years and I never went, and I wish I would have.
Yeah, I saw her in Vegas. That was really fun. And then she comes up, she says, there was a wah-wah in the background. and then she sings again. She sings another song. It was her first song ever recorded. And then she tells Max that I'm not ready to make a commitment. Frances, how does it feel? And then she tells Celine, I wish I had a job I could change into designer outfits every 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good.
And Fran tells Max that if it ain't going to happen now, it ain't going to happen. And this is when Max says, I'm not giving into my urges. The stakes are far too high. And that's when she's going to leave. She says, you just don't know what you want. And I can't. And then they find out Niles has had a heart attack. And what do you think of Niles with his Mr. Sheffield hair?
Oh, my goodness.
I know this had your favorite subplot really taking form, Rachel, between Niles and Cece. That really started evolving.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, they did kind of lay the foundation for it pretty early on. It's not like they kind of just did it that last season. But yeah, when he dyes his hair, it's pretty funny. And then he's had the heart attack, and now and Cece, I killed him, it's all my fault, but it's to the wrong person. And then the lady starts hitting her with her purse. She's like, ah. That was funny.
Gosh, that black hair though was too much.
Like, yeah, it was weird. It was jarring to look at.
Yeah, and she says, look at him, how could he not have dyed his eyebrows too?
Yeah. I do love that she fills them in later.
That was funny.
And I also like the little joke where Gracie's cleaning, she says, I'm never having boys. And then Mr. Sheffield, soon you'll have Maggie and Brighton with my dry cleaning.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It was funny. And you also have Fran giving Cece a cup of gravy.
Oh yeah. And
he says, thank you, Nanny Fine. I miss him too. And then Fran says, we can share Niles. Both have custody. And Cece says, I know everybody thinks Niles and I hate each other, but that's the only kind of relationship I can have.
I'm really not a well woman.
Yeah. And they say, you have to live every day to the fullest. And they start to kiss. And then Cece finds them. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you find out this is the 100th episode. So pretty, they used to, it's not as much anymore because of streaming and everything, but it used to be a thing that if your show could last 100 episodes, that's when you could get syndicated. And so that was always the goal, is if you could last 100 episodes.
I wondered what syndication, that's not the case. That can't be the case anymore because some shows have to have had less than 100. Well, like Schitt's Creek, I think only had like 80 or 70 or something.
Yeah.
And they'll be on forever. Because they're on Comedy Central now. So.
Yeah, I think it's changed a little bit with, because you also have shows like Downton Abbey or whatever that only have 10 episodes or 7 episodes a season.
Right.
And so it's a little bit different. But that used to be the thing, was that 100 episodes meant you would be syndicated. And that's when you really started making a lot of money on your show. Because especially something like Big Bang Theory or something like that, like makes way more in syndication than, or Seinfeld was huge Friends. Syndication yeah. for Friends. And now that not everybody's really watching cable, I don't know if it's still as important as it used to be.
I wonder with all the episodes of Golden Girls they air between Hallmark and TV Land and wherever else it's on, how, if Betty White still sees money from that.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, so yeah, she gets paid because they have to pay anybody when they re-air, like not even just the main stars. They have to, if you were on even on an episode, a small part, you get a residual. I think it's really small sometimes, like it's like a couple dollars. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you used to hear about actors getting like, there's a funny episode of Seinfeld where he is getting all these residual checks from Japan for like 50 cents, like a dollar.
These checks. I remember that. Now it's coming back to me. That's funny. One. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, and that one, he also finally cashes all the checks his grandma had been sending him for birthdays, and then it puts her his grandma, like they all bounce because Kramer tells him to. He's like, I can't cash the checks for my grandma. It's pretty funny. But anyway, so yeah, it's a pretty big moment for their relationship. We get to see in season 5, they really take things to the next level, obviously, and it's pretty fun. They go on their first date in season 5. They get engaged. Spoiler alert.
They get married. It's very exciting. So,
we also have in this episode that Niles says carrot cake is a vegetable.
Yes.
So, and Fran also says that a guy with a butler is a major turn on. So the fashion, she starts out with her purple robe. That's the one that her snuggle's in. And then she wears a red skirt and the Great Britain flag shirt.
Oh, I love that. I love the Union Jack. Yeah. Anything Union Jack.
I know. It's like, oh, Colleen.
In the front of my apartment, outside, I have a mat that's the Union Jack flag. And I bet anyone who lives in this building or has been over probably thinks there's a British person living here or someone with British roots. But no.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Moschino, that's their thing, is flag outfits, because they had the American flag outfit and then this. And I like both of them. So
I don't know why I didn't like the American. Maybe it was because it was an entire dress. I kind of like the sweater or jacket or whatever it was better. Yeah.
What do you think, Larry? Did you like the Union Jacket?
Yeah, I thought it was cute. No, and then you added that like red big trench coat over the top of it. They're like roping around.
So cute. Oh, yeah.
And although you don't go, that's like you don't go to London and wear it because they know you're a tourist. Yeah. You want to blend it. Or you don't go to New York and wear an I Love New York t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you can, but, you know, people know you're a tourist. If you want to blend in, you kind of try to look like everybody else. But
I don't think that Fran can blend in. I think
you're right about that.
So then she has a yin yang shirt that I kind of thought was cool. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And then black tights or was it a skirt or a pants? I can't remember.
Which one?
With the yin yang.
It was jeans.
Jeans. Okay, jeans.
I liked the top enough. I just did not like it with the jeans. Like the pairing didn't go for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's why I knew for sure it was jeans because I had it there because I was like, I didn't like the pairing.
Like, I think a little black skirt would have been fine.
When I was younger,
I had a corduroy skirt with pockets. I feel like something like that would have been cute with that.
And then she is wearing the little lace top and matching skirt. The yin yang is Moschino. And actually they have a pretty good night for Moschino on this one. And this little lace outfit, that's also Moschino. I feel like she wore that in a different episode. I feel like I've seen it before.
The paisley looking one? The green and white and blue?
No.
Oh, I forgot. I'm ahead.
I think the lace one was during the the fantasy.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
And then blue and green paisley print with a yellow headband, and this is Versace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Versus by Gianni Versace.
I'm surprised for some reason. I don't know. It feels too bright for Versace, but I know Versace really well, but I feel like it's more like darker colors or primary colors. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was just so exciting because these two people have such great chemistry, and it's, you know, they're finally making, kind of going to the next level. It's very exciting for me, at least.
No, it is. Hey. I was thinking when I said no, why, you know, about them consummating their relationship. It's like when you're really attracted to somebody and you live with them, I just don't see how you can avoid that.
Yeah, well,
no matter what the consequences are. I mean,
once they get engaged, it seems ridiculous that they have it. I mean, I guess they're just really old-fashioned. Who knew? It's interesting because in the IMDb, they're throwing some shade at Celine Dion. They say Celine Dion, as herself, jokes about Fran's nasal voice. This is ironic since Dion has one of the most extremely nasal voices ever, particularly in French, whether singing or spoken. I've never thought of Celine Dion as having a nasal voice.
What?
Isn't that weird?
No way.
I'm like, what? What is that? I guess... I don't know. So I was curious to either of you thought she has a nasal voice.
Never once has come to mind when I hear her.
Right?
talk or sing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So anyway, there we go. That's this episode. Larry, what would you give this episode?
I gave this one a 7.5.
Okay, good. And Colleen?
I will give it an 8.
Yes, I also gave it an 8. So it's pretty fun. So let us know what you think of these two episodes in the comment section or on Twitter. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We're at FrankGuest14 on Twitter. And Larry, how can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube as well as Twitter and Instagram, all at LC Screen Talk.
And Colleen?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lily44094, and you can also find our Francast Instagram at Francast1993.
great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. And also make sure we're following the Hallmarkies podcast, because we are going to be having our Hallmarkies podcast awards this week on Wednesday. So you aren't going to want to miss it. We have tons of stars and fun stuff. It's really, really fun. So make sure that you are following us over there as well. So thank you so much. And it's been great season 4. We'll be on to season 5. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.